Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Welcome to Behind the Tunes. I'm your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music. We're here with Micah Tyler. Micah, do you have a most embarrassing moment on tour?
I played at Dollywood at this Rock the Smokies event. And so, you know, I never been a moment. I had just went number one on radio, which is just such a crazy deal. And I'm still trying to figure out, like, what that means and stuff. And so my song Different had just hit Christian radio, and it's doing okay. And I go and I play this event. So the way I have it set up is they have all these different stages all over the theme park. And you kind of get your own stage for, like, three shows. So I'm on this, like, back porch kind of thing. And I made a joke how, like, this was Dolly's old house, actually, and it wasn't. But I played my little sets. And it was amazing because people knew who I was. And, like, they're, like, singing along to even songs that weren't on the radio. And I'm going, like, what in the world is happening? So I'm already kind of feeling myself a little bit. I get through the three shows. Well, I also work with Compassion International. And they asked me, hey, would you mind? So at these other theaters, Jordan Flees was at a theater, and me and Jordan are buds, so I talked to him that day. And for King of Country, we're at a theater. Well, at this other theater, they shared a theater together. It was Casting Crowns and Mac Powell. So they're together, this one theater. It's like the big theater. And so they said, would you go and give the Compassion pitch in between Mac Powell and Casting Crowns set? And I was like, oh, yeah, absolutely. So I show up, and I'm kind of nervous and backstage because Mark Hall, former youth or current youth pastor. So I'm going, like, we have things in common. Like, this is a guy who, when they were opening for Chris Tomlin and Stephen Curtis Chapman in Houston, Texas, playing at the Toyota Center, I bought tickets to go watch that show, and then he invited all the youth pastors during intermission or before the show to come and say, hey, like, in the locker room for the Houston Rockets. So I got to, like, listen to Mark tell his story and, like, shook his hand. I think I got him to sign a guitar pick that I gave to my youth group and stuff. So I'm going, like, oh, this is going to be a cool moment for me to get to meet this guy. So I'm standing backstage. Well, all of a sudden, Mac Powell walks by, and he looks over at me. He goes, are you Micah? And I went, oh, my gosh. Mac Powell knows who I am. And so I said, yeah, him. He goes, man, great music. And he was so nice. And so we're just, like, talking and stuff. And I'm going, wow, I'm really a big deal. I'm going, like, people know who I am. Like, people at Dollywood and Mac Powell. So, like, I'm just feeling so confident. And so I go up there and do the Compassion moment. And then God moved powerfully. And, like, we got all these kids sponsored. And, like, they're running out of the room to go find more packets. And I'm going, like, what an incredible day. So as I'm leaving, I look over and I see Casting Crowns in their dressing room. And the guy who's, like, walking me over goes, all right, you ready to go to your car? I'm like, hey, hold on 1 second. I'm going to go say hey to these guys. So I walk over to Casting Crowns thinking, like, surely they'll know who I am when I walk in. They're going to be so happy that I came over to talk to them. And so I walk in the room and I just said, hey, guys. And they kind of look over and they're like, oh, hey, man. And they were so nice. And I just said, I said, hey, I'm Micah Tyler. And they said, what was your name again? it's Micah Tyler. And they're like, oh, that's great, Micah. So are you a speaker? Because I just got to do the Compassion thing, okay? And I said, no, actually, I'm an artist. And this is Mark Hall's response. And he was not being mean at all. This is just him being very, like, he looked me around the eye and he just goes, what kind of artist? And all I could say was, I just said, music kind.
We're here with JJ Weeks. When you find yourself in those moments of doubt and in those moments of inadequacy, what place do you go to give you the strength and the encouragement you need to continue on the journey you're on?
You know, I find myself reminding myself of what God did say. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I know for a fact, and that, and, you know, we go all the way back to 2001 when I know God called me to do this. If he called me then there was a reason. He saw something inside of me that I didn't see myself. And so I fall back on what he sees me as instead of what I see me as. Because what he sees me as must be bigger than what I can see.
Yeah.
Because he's given me the platforms that he's given me the gifts, the songs, and you know, and so I begin to remind myself, you know, that way, that God must see something in me, and that should be enough at the end of the day. You know, no matter what I feel, it should be enough that he sees something inside of me.
We're going to take this moment to share one of the songs that JJ was just speaking about. Got This Feeling off of his newest EP, The Sound of Freedom. And after that, stick around for more Behind the Tunes with an embarrassing onstage moment where timing was of the essence and the challenge of writing music without playing an instrument. But for now, enjoy Got This Feeling by JJ Weeks.
Woke up this morning and something's changed.
You've been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black, sponsored by Visible Music College and Madison Line Records, in partnership with the largest Christian music site online, New Release Today. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.